So, have you seen those videos where someone explains gravity in three different levels, like beginner level, medium level, and advanced level? Well, we're going to explain stewardship beginning, medium, advanced. That was the beginner level, which is helpful. This is now the more advanced level of explaining stewardship. Hanunhor, Yevortvo, Amen. So, stewardship for adults. Today, I want to frame it around one simple question. That is, what are you building in your life? What are you building in your life? Jesus took great care about what and how he built his life on. That's why, before today's reading about the widow's mite, there's the famous passage where he throws out all of the money changers from the temple. You know, Jesus gets this reputation of only a nice guy, a meek and mild. He was that at times. He also had a backbone, and he was also tough on evil and sin. And so he threw all of the money changers out because they were buying and selling cheap grace. They were making his temple less than it should be. And he quoted from the Old Testament. He said, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers." That's also why Jesus likens himself to the temple, and he says, "I'm like a stone that the builders rejected, but that stone has become the head cornerstone." Right? So basically, take care in what you build in your life, that it be on a solid foundation and not a house of cards. And then finally, in today's reading, it's not accidental that Jesus is in Solomon's great temple, right? Watching this widow put her offering into the plate, into the ganzanak, the treasury. And when he observes this, he turns conventional wisdom on his head, which the children helped us figure out. Jesus says that it isn't necessarily the wealthy who build pleasing temples to God. It's whoever gives greatly from their hearts. Maybe the wealthy, maybe they're poor, either one. And Jesus wants us to pay close attention to what we are building in our lives, because it matters more than anything. Most all of us work hard, really hard, and especially you young folks are working hard to build a career. And that's important and that's necessary. It helps us build a home and a family and secure our way in the world, and it's not easy. And as the Bible says, God knows you need this. So there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is, don't stop there. It's not supposed to stop there. It's just where you start. And at some point, younger, older, we have to realize the truth that making a living is not the same as making a life. And that if we're only building status and prestige and wealth, what we are building is empty, and so too, we will be empty. Winston Churchill said a whole bunch of profound things. He knew about the secret of what you're building in your life. He said, "We shape our buildings, and then they shape us." The reason why it's so important to decide what we're building with our life is because what we build materially then shapes us spiritually. If what you're building in your life is wealth, if you're basically building a bank, then you will spiritually become a bank. Cold, protected vault, basically empty inside. If what you're building in life is a sanctuary, a house of prayer, of good deeds and fellowship, then you will become a true temple where God dwells and people flock to. And this last one is what St. Hagop is all about. So by the passion, by the sacrifices, prayers, and hard work of so many, we've built St. Hagop, which is a place like no other. Yes, the buildings are impressive, just as the temple where Jesus observed the widow was very impressive. It was said to be the greatest building of its time. But buildings and temples, in the end, they're shells, they're cups, only as beautiful as what they hold inside. And so if they're empty inside, they're museum pieces. If they're filled with God's Spirit, God's love, God's generosity in prayer, they're priceless. And so what is most impressive about St. Hagel for me is that I watched it be built by a whole bunch of regular people like us, giving their time and their talents and their treasure, and God multiplying this. And that despite outward appearances, because sometimes it did not look good, somehow we trusted that God would take our offerings, large and small, and multiply and bless them and us. And that has indeed happened and is happening. And that's what we call stewardship, and it's what has built and sustained this church. And you might know from the letter you got in the mail, hopefully, that we've entered stewardship season in the church. And it's not accidental that that season coincides with the season of the harvest and the blessing of the grapes and the basil and the cross, so that we realize liturgically as well as in our hearts that what we're blessed by God and we're blessed to give back to God. And so in this way, stewardship has not only built this church, but it's built lives, because our generous giving imitates our generous God and gives us many blessings. And so, in conclusion, take care for what you build in your life. We shape our buildings, and then after that, they shape us. And so I invite you to continue to build up St. Hagel into a holy place by being present, by donating your time and your talents and your treasure, and giving your wealth so that St. Hagel won't be just a pretty vessel, but a temple which holds the most precious treasure, men and women who have given our hearts and all we have to serve our God, who has given us so much, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.